Cuomo says the people who are breaking into the stores and stealing are different from the largely peaceful protesters, which he supports, and he says the two groups need to be treated differently. On Monday night, shops in Manhattan, including Macy's flagship store in Herald Square and shops in Rockefeller Center, were broken into, even though a newly imposed 11 p.m. curfew was in effect. Cuomo says the New York Police Department failed to stop them.
They are supposed to protect the community, protect the property. They did not do that in New York City last night. They did not do that in New York City last night. And I am disappointed and outraged at what happened in New York City last night. Those looters, that criminal activity hurt everyone.
The governor says the state's National Guard is on standby, and he's offered to send them, but he says no mayor in any city in New York, including New York City's Bill de Blasio, has requested their help. And he says he won't deploy them unless asked by local leaders, saying it would cause chaos and he'd have to remove a mayor from office in order to do it.
Well, you kick out the mayor. You'd have to. You'd have to displace a mayor in the middle of this situation and file charges and have a hearing. You know, governmentally, it is absurd.
Cuomo, who's had his differences with the New York City mayor in the past, says he has no plans to try to remove him. The governor says the National Guard is not a trained police force anyway, and he believes that the NYPD, with its largest in the nation 38,000-member force, can stop the looting if deployed properly and given the right direction and support to carry out the mission. The governor's remark drew an angry response from de Blasio's press secretary, Freddie Goldstein, who said in a statement that the governor's comments are offensive to the men and women of the NYPD and that it would be nice if our officers knew they had the respect of their governor. President Trump said Monday that if states did not send in their National Guard to put down protests, he would send U.S. military troops to states to help quell the demonstrations. Trump also used the military to clear away peaceful protesters outside the White House grounds so that the president could visit a nearby church where he took a photo op. Cuomo and other Democratic governors condemn those actions, and Cuomo says it's very different than a governor offering a state's National Guard to aid local police.
First time in probably over a century where you've used the American military against the American people.
There has also been looting in upstate cities, including Buffalo, Rochester, Syracuse, and Albany, where store windows have been broken and cash and merchandise stolen. But the governor says the situations in those cities are largely under control now. The protests and looting incidents, as well as new accusations of police misconduct, are all going on during the COVID-19 pandemic and the gradual reopening of the state. Cuomo announced that Western New York will begin phase two of reopening Tuesday, and the capital region is on track to begin phase two on Wednesday. New York City is scheduled to begin phase one on June 8th. The number of people newly hospitalized for the virus is at its lowest point since the crisis began. 58 New Yorkers died from coronavirus on Monday. The governor says summer camps can open statewide starting June 29th, but he says no decision has yet been made on sleepaway camps. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.